One second. Okay, looks like it's going to go. Halacha Ches. Chav Zas on the base. Our mayor said, "Bisman Shaladim Mitzdar, when a person is in anguish, Shechina Ma'al Loshon or Meres, what language does the divine presence say? Kolani Miroshi, I was Kolani." The Gemara is going to translate what that means. I'm from my head, Kolani Mizri, I was Kolani from my arm.
That's Kolani Yaltu.
Okay, that's a type of flower. Yikach, you see, you're just testing me, huh? Yikach Amara Kosov.
You're dating yourself. I think it's from the pre-state days.
Okay, Yikach Amara Kosov. If the Pasuk says that Nitzdani Adamot Yishraim, I have anguish over the blood of evildoers, which is the sinners that are being put to death, we're discussing in these prokim. Certainly true about the blood of tzaddikim, which is spilled, that Hashem has anguish over that. Anatnina kaleni, we have in our Mishnah kaleni, which we translate to be kal aineni, I'm not light. Tani tano, there's a price that says kalani, I am kal. So manamar kaleni is lesu. Take out the word Elah, I'm taking it out. Lesu kolio means I'm not light, meaning I feel heavy. Of kal eini, I feel heavy at any loss which occurs, right? Manda mar kal ani, and he reads it, I am kal, lesu Elah natil. It's like a Lashon Saginar, means I'm light, meaning I'm heavy. Because natil, netel in Hebrew is a word, one of the obscure words for load. So it means I'm loaded down. So could that be, so whatever it means I feel heavy. Masnisa, now this actually is going in the next, according to most of us, is going in the next Mishnah, the last line over here. So let's read the next Mishnah, come back to this. Veloza Levad, not only this, not only a person who, if you leave a person who's liable to skilo on a tree overnight, do you transgress the prohibition of leaving Los Salinas in the Sola 8? Do not leave his carcass on the tree. El Kola Melim Esme. So anybody leaves a dead body overnight without burying, over below Sasei transgress the law. And of course, as you know, in Yerushalayim, the meaning is very strong, never to leave a mace overnight. Okay? Helena Lichvoido, if you leave overnight for his own honor, which is where we rely upon a chutzlort, Lavi La'oro, Tachrichi, not in order that a lot of people should come to Levaya, which is a common custom, but rather in order to make him a coffin or a shroud. In say don't transgress the law. Same, they would not bury those who were killed by Basin in their forefathers' graves. So snake for us, so you must claim the Basin, rather they had two graves compared to mass graves. Echol Niskol Nisrafa, one for people who were stoned and people who were burnt. Echol Narogin Khan, other people who were killed by sword and people who were suffocated to death. So going back to what it says before, Mastisad Lokrai and Mayor. Armish is now by Mayor to Amar, who said, now everybody reads this as written or changes the Girsa in ways which I do not like. So therefore I'm going to do as I see fit. And therefore instead of Ach, I'm going to learn Ach, even though I have no basis for it, but it makes sense. Or Sameach doesn't like me. Most unfortunately don't lose the Mashbiach doesn't like me. But anyway, go back to the one before the Mishnah, which is script part just 3-4. But I'm gonna read it good like I please. Masis will remain to Omar. Ach, Hamagad if Obelos, I say. It's Remeir, I changed Af to Ach. Remeir holds that right over here. Af. This Af. Well, I changed it to Ach because I believe it means that only Remeir holds that the Pashup Shan the Pas is talking about some of you cursed God is hanging. So he owns that the prohibition only applies to a Mekala, to a Magadev, to a blasphemer. It doesn't apply to anybody else. we learn our Mishnah, Nalik Rai Meir, that rather you Nalik leave anybody overnight, okay? So I'm changing after Ach, which makes it much more understandable. But again, I'm the only person who I've seen do that, okay? Says more further, skipping to past the Mishnah. Tani, Amavi, Armi, Mokko, Mokko. This is something we had several to a couple times already in the Ushamis you see on the side. I'm talking Moikama. Moikotan. Hamavi Ormi Mokom Mokom. Somebody takes a coffin from place to place. And Bo Mishum Luki Natsomas doesn't have the luck of gathering bones, which has specific levels which we're going to learn momentarily. Omer Abi Achon, of course, is brought down here because, as we shall see in the next Mishnah, which perhaps really this should be, is that after they were the bones, after these people who were killed by Beis Din rotted, they would take them to their forefathers' graves. Okay, so if you just transfer a simple coffin place to place, Amr Shmuel Kedliga, it's almost there is no issue of collecting bones. Am Rabbi Acha Dodetim Aron Shaiyish, it's only in a marble coffin. Avob Aron Eitiv, it's a wooden coffin. Yesh Moshum Likudah, it's almost there is the halacha of gathering bones. Why? Because the bones themselves are considered to be somewhat scattered because they rot in together with the wood of the coffin. So even moving the coffin itself, even still intact, is considered to be gathering the bones, which are kind of mixed with the rot of the coffin. Ezel Likud Atzamos, what is Likud Atzamos? Now there's something missing here. I skipped. Sorry. Rabbi Yosef said, Afilu Abaron 8. Even in a wooden coffin, Ambushim Likud Atzamos, there's no gathering of bones.
And we don't have to go to
Avelus, right, even for that day. Ezel Likud Atzamos, so what is Likud Atzamos? So there's a line missing, which the Pnei Moshe brings down, which is Mavirin Befarskimi Mokum Lamokum. It's when you transport, like, in baskets. You know, you collect the bones literally in a basket, and you transfer from place to place. The Tanakh also learned Likud Atzamos is all not in our Gemara, but Pnei Moshe does bring it down here. Likud Atzamos is Malakit Etzim Etzim Mishisaka Basa. Once the flesh is rotted, when you collect bone to bone together to transfer from place to place. Okay? Yeah, or if they're not buried properly.
Okay. Somewhere in Shalom, where they used to let the bodies lay out to rot.
That's coming up. Yeah. No, there was a place like that, which in the Ushalom, I don't remember exactly what it was, but there's a parallel case, actually, after the next Mishnah. Okay? Amar Rabbi Chagai, Bushu Shoma Lemocha. Now, here Rabbi Chagai says, that when is the no likud atzamos, when you hear, this is, of course, not going... this is again the same missing here. So the Gemara there, and Psalm says there's no din of Avelus by Likud Atzamos. So Rabbi Chagai qualifies. Ushisham al Machar, it's only if you've heard the day after they gathered your ancestors' bones to move them. Avobo b'yoyim, but on the same day, certainly the person who's gathering the bones is in mourning. And even Yeshmiel Likud Atzamos, the person hears of the ancestral bone gathering, also has halach of bone gathering. Tani Nikumaychi, a certain scholar named Nikumaychi said over Kumi Rabzir, Fen Rabzir, ain't Shir Likud Atzamos. There's no Shir as to how many bones, Tapu Laman Abrav, have to be collected in order to produce the status of Avelus for Likud Atzamos. Rabbi Mani Hori, Rabbi La, the Kafra, and Mari, Mani Paskin, Rabbi La of Kafra, Likro Lisabel, that in terms of doing Kriya and that temporary mourning, we pass on Gravacha, that even in a wooden casket, it is considered to be gathering bones. Veloli Tamos, but you don't become Tomei if you're a Kohen. Duk Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi. Now, it's not exactly clear why it's only like Rabbi Yossi. I have a sign like Mar Pesachim already that it's not partial. Kohen's Lechorsha can't be Matami for Likud Atzamos under any circumstances, right? But perhaps it's a better case with, and certainly if it should have anything to do with whether we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that in a wooden coffin there is no din of Likud Atzamos. It's not clear what's have to do with Rabbi Yossi, not to do with Rabbi Yossi. But perhaps it just means that we're Machmir, that Likud Atzamos doesn't have the status of for allowing Kohen to become Matami.
says you're only mitami to your father when he's sholem and not when he's chaser. Before when the body is complete. Okay, it's only mitami for his father, if it's not a meis mitzvah, of course, when the body is complete. Anyway, Peter says, May, Tani Likuti Atzamos is Kishmion. Now, there are various different interpretations of what that means. Kishmion, Moshe brings down a couple that Amud Yerushalayim on the bottom doesn't like his interpretations, and he says that he said it means Likuti Atzamos is like the word sounds, meaning that it's not any time it's in a coffin. Rather, what's Shemikudi Atzamos? Ezekiel Atzamos Hamalakit Etzem Ishi Yisaka Bosa Somebody collects bone by bone once the flesh is decomposed. So it's a literal thing. Tylant in Likudi Atzamos, when you're gathering bones, Enom Elim Kinim, you don't say upon them dirges, Venei, and whatever they are, morning hymns. Below, Birchas Avelim, we don't say Birchas Avelim. Of the bracha for mourners, or tachui avim, nor the consolation for mourners. Elu birhei birchas avim, what's birchas avim, the blessing for mourners. Sharon beisaches, which that which they say in shul. Elu tachui avim, what's tachui avim? Elu shomrim and shemom b'shur, that which you say when they make a row, a line, to go home. So, I'm working Menachem after.
Really?
I think that's what it's referring to. Yeah. I don't think it's referring to the brachos of Birkas HaMazon, because that's not to the shul, so I think that's what it means, just the shul HaMokam Menachem. Tai Lut Abu Omer Lein Dvorim. You could say words about the mace. My Dvorim, what are the words you could say? Rabban the Kusarmin, Kilusin, obviously praiseworthy words. Nisako Abosar. By the way, before I forget, totally off topic. My cousin, who had the Lieberman book, he showed me the Mashbiach was actually reprinted in hardcover in 1992. And he has it. And actually, he says a lot of good Yerusha books on Yerushalmi and many different subjects you get from the Ben Arza bookstore in the Old City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says they probably, if you send him a fax. Yeah. If you send him a fax, he'll send you a catalog, which I will do at some point when I'm ready to do so. I can give you the facts. Okay, fine. Okay. So Nisaka, that's where he got his Mashbiach from. Nisaka Abosar. Once the flesh has been consumed, has been rotted, so to say, would gather the bones, which is why probably the previous Gemara should have been on this Mishnah. The covenant of the covenant, you bury them in their ancestral graveyards. After the execution has taken place, the relatives of the dead person, you know, like Timothy McVeigh's parents, they would come, and inquire as the health of the witnesses, and the health of the judges, Klomar, as if to say, we have no complaints upon our heart upon you. You judged a proper, true judgment. They only have the luck of oinin the first day. Why is that? Aninu says no specific conduct. In other words, you don't sit low to the ground, accept condolences, anything like that. It's just more of emotion than anything else. Okay? Tani, we learned very shiny Mlakim, that's almost initial. Originally, they would gather bones of everybody. This is what Yerushalmi referring to. Up in Marumos, and they would Kormosanos, and they would bury them in deep places without a coffin, Kadeshi Sako, in order that the body should decompose. Misaka Bosa, once the flesh decomposed, they would gather the bodies, Kormimosan Barozin. And bury them in pine coffins, also yom misabos or cedar coffins, also misabo. That day he would be in avelus u'machar. The next that one day they would gather the bones and machar and semech. Next they would be happy, would make a simcha, which maybe is like the source of a simcha of a yard site. Lomar, in order to say, as if to say, Sheninochu, which should be Yavosaminadin, that his fathers had rested from their judgment because the body had finished rotting.
Okay? Now, so it seems, it's not clear, but it would seem that this is an independent thing. It's nothing to do with our Mishnah necessarily, because there are, but in our, it's a parallel halacha, which we have by any mace, that there was once upon a time when they wouldn't bury them right away, but rather leave them to decompose before they buried them. Our Mishnah, it's a special halacha. You can't bury them until they decompose, because they have to decompose in the graveyard of the basin. Okay? Now, it's a veloot. Now with that, as he's closed that actually in the previous parallel, the previous Mishnah, veloot, are you covering on some beef now? So they bury them separately on his clothing, but he's throwing those who were stoned with those who were burnt, and those who were killed by sword, those who were killed by suffocation. Who should David Omer? So David says, Alta Sofim Chatoim Navshi. Do not gather with the sinners, my soul. That's said by the scroll of the sword. I don't want to be buried with those who are stoned and those who are burnt. And with the people of blood, my life. People of blood are generally murderers, and murderers are put to death by sword. And don't put me with the murderer, with those who are killed by sword and by suffocation.
I would think of the emphasis of my focus on one point.
Yeah, but there are skills, still be skills served together and hair kind of together. It is, that's the next pair.
What skill is straight for is?
Together. It's either skill. Yeah.
But I understand why.
No, skill and straight for always are the two most severe. It's just a question of which of the two is the more severe.
Right.
So that's why they're interchangeable. You're correct.
I'm saying that they should be, because if there are predictions within the four of them.
Right, but you see from the fact that the argument was whether which of the two is more chomer, but not one of the other ones on each of those levels.
For sure.
So therefore, that's where they. I guess it was an economy measure. I don't know exactly what they went to. Rabbi Matzi Oynes, Rabbi Avo, an accident befell him. Also, Chami Yonik, and one of his children died. Alon Rachmano died upon him. Rachmano Lizlan. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Yasi, Michami Leapin. Rabbi Yossi went to Menachem Oval. They went to they went. An accident. It doesn't say exactly what the accident occurred.
He had an accident and his child died as a result of
it. I guess it was like a car accident. The child died. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi came into Menachem Oval to see his face, means Menachem Oval. Meimosai Olay. Because they were fearful of him, they didn't say to him a word of Torah, because they were afraid of him, because he was a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was in anguish. So he said, Rabbi Avo said to him, Mashgach and Rabbanan have to pay the etch, and Meimah Mila Daraisa, say some Torah, not just be Menachem Avil without saying Torah. Amalei, they said, Ashkoch Maran, you be careful to say Torah. In other words, we're afraid. You say Torah to us. Amalei, so he said, I'll tell you the following. My Meshushal Maton, if the government below, here in earth, Shishba Kozov, in which there's deceit, Vesheker, and lying, Grevastas, and treachery, Masoponim, and favoritism, Vumekach Shochar, and bribery, Vayomodeno, to hear it, now today it's here, Mechorineno, tomorrow it's gone. Nevertheless, it says about it. I was talking about a Jewish government here, right? The relatives come and inquire as to the health of the judges, Vaidim, and the witnesses. In order to indicate that they have no complaints against the courts. Shadina Mes Dantem, because they judge properly. Rishu Shomam, the divine justice. Which put his son to death, or his child to death. Shame by locus, on which there's no deceit, below sheker, nor any lying, lokanevastas, nor treachery, below masuponim, nor favoritism, below mekachshocha, nor bribery. Vuhu and here, Kodesh Baruch Hu chai v'kayom, is alive and exists, v'olam, 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 now and forever. Alachas kama v'kama, much more so, shokhev and anu l'chav al-mida sadin. He must accept upon himself the attribute of judgment. V'omer, it says, v'nosim l'chavi chamech rachamim, says, after you judge an erring dachas,
You see the majority which will worship Avodah Zarah, and you have to smite them down, even though it's a cruel act. It says, Hashem will give you mercy and kindness. It will give you kindness and have kindness upon you. Rebecca, and it will enhance you. As He promised your forefathers. So if we accept Midas Adin, even if it seems cruel to us, then Hashem will respond to us with rachamim, and we must do so. Yes. New parak. Until now, you're talking about all skila, about stoning. That fourth death penalty is given on the basis. Skila, sreifa, stoning, burning, hered, guillotining, it's called, mechenek and suffocation. Shimon says, changes the order, says it's sreifa skila, first burning and then stoning. Chenek hered, first suffocation and then. Then guillotine. Zumitz is going. Until now, we're learning, regardless about the mitzvah of how to stone people. Gezes machlokas, which is more severe, on two levels. First of all, which is more severe, stoning or burning? Second, which is more severe, killing by sword or killing by suffocation. But we, without a doubt, the first two are more severe than the second. Okay. Says more of Lushus, very fundamental principle. Lushus, the government, Lonitan Elochdin Cheherik Bilvai. Government's going to kill by sword. They have no right to kill any other way. That's their God granted right to kill by guillotine, by sword, not any other way. Okay? Skila Minayin. How do we know? Stoning. By the way, it's an interesting discussion here in the Tzion Yerushalayim as to whether agents of the king have the right to kill by sword, just like the king has the right to kill by sword. Okay? So that's probably yes. Says Gemara, skill minayin, how we know stoning? Second line from the bottom is scouted by Vonim, but Mesu, stone them with stones and they will die. Sreifa, how do we know burning? Shemrat says, Baishti, Surfu, Osovesen, but fire they burn him and she. Cherek to the death penalty by sword. Nemar Kanakima says Nokomi no came, that the person who commits Averis is revenged. But Nemar Han says elsewhere Vesi Alakim Kharab no came is gonna bring upon you a sword of vengeance. The kind which avenges the covenant. We see that sword has to do with vengeance. Manakima Murakam Lham Bakhav, just like over there it has to do with sword. Abnakima Murakan, so to here where it has to do with base and imposing a death penalty, Kharav the punishment is sword. Chenek, what about suffocation? Lays Mashkukh, you don't find a pasuk which supports the concept of suffocation in the Torah. Amarta, but you say Komi Samura Vatara Stam. Anytime it says death in the Torah, Einata Rashai Lachmir Aleh, you're not permitted to be more severe, Elakil Aleh. You must be less severe. And if the solo song, they said, so what's that less severe penalty where it's not specified, where the penalty is generic death, where it's not specified, it's got to be the least severe penalty. In Chazal, Adam Isaira, Vitolos Abachenik, they linked it up to the penalty of suffocation. Okay? Excuse me?
That's the least.
Suffocation, because it's not suffocation by a plastic bag. It's not a Khmer Rouge suffocation.
Oh.
They literally choke you to death.
Oh.
It's the equivalent of hanging. Okay? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds burning is more severe than stoning. The rabbi says skila chamur misreva, stone is more severe than burning. Okay, Rabbi Shimon erchenek chamur miherek. Also, Rabbi Shimon says suffocation or strangulation. You know the words of strangulation. Strangulation is more severe than killing by sword. The rabbis say that killing by sword is more severe than suffocation. Now, Rav Shimon holds like this: Kol Shem Bas Kohen B'Sreifa. Dara says to the Bas Kohen, especially the daughter of a Kohen, when she
as adulteress, what does she get? She gets burning. The thing is like this. We know that a even Israelis, a Jewish girl who's only betrothed but not married, what's her penalty?
No.
Transition after full marriage. Not after betrothed. After betrothed, what is it? The penalty for a woman who's mizana when she's only betrothed, not yet fully married, is more severe than the penalty for a woman who's fully married. Stoning is more severe than suffocation. It hurts more. It inflicts more pain.
So, how would you define a more severe death?
Maybe it's more degrading. Also. No, it's not a spiritual thing. No, it's a spiritual thing. It would be interesting if it was, but it's not. Anyway, so a person who's stoned is more severe than a person. It's a more severe penalty than strangulation. So the thing is like this: a bas kohen has to fit in there somewhere. The daughter of a kohen gets sreifa. So if srefa was less, if srefa is less severe, its burning is less severe than stoning. Don't be so amused by the concept, okay? If stoning is less, stoning is more severe than burning, right? It is. Okay, trust us on this one. Okay, don't trust me. I have no experience, Baruch Hashem. But okay, but in any event, if stoning is more severe than burning, so it makes no sense if the Torah wanted to give a special punishment to the daughter of a Kohen that it would downgrade her from stoning to burning, right? So since the rabbi saw that burning is less severe than stoning, they have to say that when does a bas Kohen get that upgrade to burning? After she's a fully married woman. When if she's Israelis, what she would get would be suffering the strangulation. But since she's the daughter of a Kohen, we give her a burning. Okay, but according to Rabbi Shimon, all's burning is the most severe. No, on the contrary, we'll upgrade a betrothed daughter of a Kohen to Sreifa, to the most severe penalty of Sreifa. That's what I was about to say. Rabbi Shimon Darsh, Kol Shem Bas Kohen B'Sreifa. He says, any daughter of a Kohen, whether she's betrothed or fully married, she gets burned for having been adulterous. Rabbanan say no. It's only a bas kohen who's fully married that gets upgraded from strangulation to burning. But Kochei Marusa Beskila, whoever's betrothed, whether she's a Yisraelis or a bas kohen, whether she's a regular Israelite towards the kohen, she always gets, no matter what, skila. She gets stoning. Okay? Now, Rabbi Shimon Darsh, Rabbi Shimon expounds as follows. Ma bas kohen shechmiro tor b'yeh barusa. The bas kohen, she doesn't ever go down a notch, right? She's, where's machmir by her, by when she's betrothed, shetei b'sreifa, right? She gets burning, right? Now, the word, beginning of the Friday, throws in the word low here. Loi Caleb in Israel, and she doesn't get downgraded when she's married. Shetei b'skila, that she goes down to stoning. She's always burnt. Bas Yisrael shekila, so shekila tarbrusa. So logic dictates. But a Bas Yisrael, again, we're going to Rabbi Shimon, who starts off on a lower level because she's only stoned and not burnt, right? Which according to Rabbi Shimon is a lesser punishment, right? So Bas Yisrael Kela Tara, which throws more lenient Barusa, by betrothed Bas Yisrael Shetei Biskila, that she only gets stoned and she doesn't get burnt. And Odin logic dictates Shaloka Noka Lebinasua, that when we go down one notch and we go down to we should go down to one notch. Now logic should dictate then, if we go down one notch, then what should we go down to? I don't know, whatever's one notch lower. So what would that be? Now, the thing is like this. The Torah says what it is. The Torah says it's chenek. So Rav Shimon says to me, so that's a proof that the chenek is more severe than so strangulation is more severe than sword. Again, a bat kor remains level, right? She always gets burnt. A Yisraeli starved before she's in betroth, she gets skila, so it means she's on a downward trend. She's more lenient. So logic dictates that whatever she gets after being fully married is the next level down. Because she's on the downward trend. We're not going to skip down two levels. So it must be, says Rabbi Shimon, what's the next level down? Whatever she gets. What does she get? Chenek, so strangulation. So it must be strangulation. It's the next level down from stoning. And it's more severe than hereg, than the death by sword. Okay? Which is a nice logic, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan have only a very shvacha defense for this. Rabbanan old, like this, before I say it inside, let me say it outside. Rabbanan's counterattack is that no, once the bottom drops out altogether. I mean, it's not a gradual downward trend, but rather, if you're going to take her down a notch, take her down to the lowest rung. Okay? Which proves, on the contrary, that chenek is not the next after sreifa, and next after whatever the number, that's number three, and higher than number four. No, it's number four. Bottom drops out, and we drop down all the way. Okay? For our boy Dasha now, the next few lines, the Gilan Ephraim changes gears so extensively, and I'm not sure I'm so happy with what everything he changes, but I don't have any better shot, that's for sure. So I'm going to go along with his changes. Okay? For Rabbanan Dash and Rabbanan expound, Ma'abas, it should be Kohen. Ma'abas Kohen. Dor v'goyin shechmir tor barusa. Tor was more severe when she's betrothed. Shetei b'skila. Because remember, they hold that a Bas Kohen who's betrothed, she gets the same penalty as a Bas Yisrael. So by a Bas Kohen, she goes down a notch to begin with, right? She has a downward trend. She starts over when she's betrothed at Skila. She goes down when she's married to the next level down, which is Reifa. So if she's got a downward trend, which is gradual, a Bas Yisrael's got to have an even more sharp downward trend, right? Not to go down just one level, but to go down to the bottom. That's what we're about to say.
So, I thought the point of the focus is Basisrol or
when they betrothed.
It's all the focus tonight is Nar Marasa versus Nesua.
No, but Nesua, there's still going to be on the contrary. Not on the contrary. But the Nesua, there's a difference as well. Because the Nesua, they have to say the Bas Kohen. Because the Torah mentioned burning by Bas Kohen. And not by Bas Yisrael, so there must be some case where it applies only to Bas Kohen, not Bas Yisrael. So they say, which case is that? The case of Nesua. That's exactly the dichotomy. Okay? So
is the dichotomy that applies to Nesua.
That's right. And we're going to exploit that dichotomy. Okay? So Rabbanan Darshan. My Bas, it should be Kohen. In the Dora Kohen, Shechmiya Torah Barusa, where the Torah was more severe by Narusa, Shetei Biskila, she should get stoned. He came with the Sua, but she's on a downward trend that when she's fully married, Shetei Biskila, she only gets burnt. Here she Bas Yisrael. Okay, I changed the coin to Yisrael, so I'll give it a friend. Shekela, the Torah dropped down, it should be Binisrael when she's fully married. Shetei, it should be Bechanika. She goes down as far as possible. Ain't no dinshin okel up in the soil. It's not proper to say that we should be make upon her when she's married. Shetei bariga, that she only be in ariga, meaning that once it must be that chanika strangulation, which is what she get, must be the lightest penalty. Because the fast going, she's on a gradual descent. She goes down one notch from skila to sreifa. So Bas Yisrael must go out down an even sharper descent. And logic dictates she must go from the most severe to the lightest. What's the lightest? Whatever she gets. So it must be that whatever she gets, meaning strangulation, is the lightest. So So there's that proof that strangulation is not one down and only number three, but it is all the way down at number four. Okay? Rosh Hashanah Sokina said, Kol Misa Shilomata Mimisa Savio. A death which would have been below the death of her father. And this is an interesting way of putting it. A lot of people that change gears about it, it's absolutely necessary. I don't think it's necessary at all. I think it's worked out very well to cow change of gears. If a woman is misogynist with her father, or incest, the penalty is burning. Regular incest, a plain Jane, Kohenes, Israelis, Gioras, any woman. Plain Jane, well, actually, if she's Gior, she doesn't have a father. Biological, but not lucky. But any woman who has, her father was a Gior, so she resigned with her father. Incest, Sreifa. So what he says is, it's any case where it would be less than burning. That she says, Kosha mitach edit shilamata misavi, anything which would be less than the penalty she gets for incest with her father. By a bas kohen, it's Bisreifa. She gets when she's about going, we upgrade her back to burning. Okay, she ate Sylvia. Now, what about when the bas kohen is with her father? Right, she's a bas kohen, and she's a rusa, she's betrothed. So imavia. So the Gemara comes up with that very big chiddush, and a lot of the Parshim try and airbrush this chiddush away by changing the girsa. But the Parshim try is a big chiddush. When she's by her father, imavia, if she's mezana with her father, in other words, she's betrothed to somebody else, but she went and had incestuous relations with her father, bisreifa, she gets burnt. She had relations with her father-in-law or any other person other than her father, what would her penalty be? Tire. Skila. She gets stoned. It's a fascinating approach. It's one which you haven't had till now. Okay? That with her father, she remains always at the level of burning. Even when she's upgraded, that vis-a-vis anybody else, she gets stoning. Okay? That relationship with her father remains. It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? Right, how do we learn this out? Learn it as follows. Her father, she desecrates, she should be burned in the fire. Rabbi Lazar, with her father, she always gets burnt. No matter what. When the penalty is death, with the father, it's always burning, even though that's less than Skila. It's only im chamia. If she resides with her father or any other man, that she gets skila. He was Rafa. Now, on the other hand, she gets burnt because she's the Baskoin. Main ball of Rafa, the adulterer who had relations with her, he doesn't get burnt because he's not the one who desecrates. I mean, it takes two to tango, two to desecrate, but she's the one who bears the onus, okay? He bisreifa, she gets burnt. Vein b'zomei bisreifa, Adam zomim set her up. So you put to death. It turns out that Adam zomim, they get the death which they would have inflicted on the hypothetical adulterer, not what they inflicted on her, which means they don't get the death penalty of burning. Kayetzem bisreifa. If some other woman or offender of any sort would have gotten sreifa, so he vein bisreifa, then she gets burnt. And they get burnt as well. If any other person would have gotten stoned, he vein miskila, she and they get skila, because that's stony. However, if any in our case where anybody else had done this avera, they would have gotten strangulated, and she is that the word strangulated? Strangled. Okay, strangled. So,
anybody else was strangled, meaning her adult lover, her adult would have been strangled, should be he bisreifa, switch the words around, the emotion does that, he bisreifa, she gets burnt, but as we just mentioned, they get suffocation, the penalty would have been intended to inflict on her adulterer. Okay, mechanic. Rabbi Avobisham Yitzchakina said, Rabbanim Darshan, another drusha, Rabbanim Darshan, Ansher Nidachas. the rabbis identify their view in here on Nidachas. House on Nidachas. Nidachas is a city which worships Avodah Zarah. Right? You know that? What's the penalty of that city?
They wipe them
out, right? How do they kill the people?
Sword.
Now, what is a regular Avodah Zarah against? Regular idolater. Not a city fellow. Not a member of Nidachas. What does a regular guy get? Skila. Right, stoning. So they're downgraded from Skila to Herod. From Skila to Herod, right? So he says, be Skila. Right? They were supposed to be stoned. So you actually don't be Kalish Vemisos. So logic takes things, okay, because the collective responsibility, you want to downgrade them, right? So what should you downgrade them to? Kalish Vemisos, one notch down. They should get burnt, right? Right? So lo daecha shat motzion lidom with the kalish mitzvah b'sreifa. So it's not enough that you should take him down one notch to burning. El shat motzion lekalish b'misos. You obviously are taking them to the lightest of deaths, which is it says here b'chanika, but it should be bariga. Seems to me. Was you take him to a lighter death, which is harigo, which is a sword. Now, the thing is like this. What they're saying is, but we don't allow the bottom to fall out. In other words, it's bad enough as is. Let's not make it any worse. That's been sort of this perspective in the drasha. Was you don't let the bottom fall out. We say, it must be, the Rabbana tried to prove that Harigo is more severe than Chenik. They say, granted, the Torah took him down down. And it didn't stop at Sreifa. But logic dictates you're not going to bottom out. You should go to the next level down, after Sreifa. And we know that what are they getting? They're getting sword, right? So it must be sword is the next level after Sreifa. Okay, so they want to say that we don't bottom out, and therefore it must be that a sword goal is the next level. Rabbi Shimon learns out from Novi Sheker. Rabbi Shimon, now later on the Gemara is going to propose the exact opposite. We'll see that momentarily. Rabbi Shimon Dorish Novi Sheker. Rabbi Shimon learns the same principle of not being an idachos, getting idachos to be a kash on him. Because we are bottoming out, right? We're going straight from Skila, the most severe, to the least severe, which is Chenev, which is the sword, which is a problem for him. So he just avoids the case. When in doubt, avoid, which Rabbi Shimon will do with his case. Rabbanan will do with his case. Rabbi Shimon Darsh Navi Sheker. Then he looks at Navi Sheker. And Navi Sheker, this is Navi Sheker, who's actually, it's not really Navi Sheker, he's a missionary. Okay? He's a missionary, okay? And he gets Chenev. Navi Sheker b'chlau koin Rav Shimon. We know possibly what Rav Shimon does. Navi Sheker, this false prophet b'chlau evdel avodah zarah of the akum or chokol mazal. He should be as a missionary. He should be a little idolater, right? Or b'sreif. So he should get burnt because Rav Shimon holds that oivah avodah zarah gets sreif because sreif according to Rav Shimon is the most severe, right? So we all, every accused of the Avodah Zarah gets the most severe penalty. Question is, what is that? Rabbanan hold the most severe penalty. He gets downgraded. It's not clear why. Maybe because he's a Navi Sheker. He's kind of got mistaken by the Nevuah. He saw it's not clear exactly why he gets downgraded. But we downgrade him. So logic should dictate again the same logic I had before. Yotzadon Mekash Mises Beskila should get the next level down, which is stoning. Lord Akashan Motzi Lom Beskila, but you don't go down just one level. Beskila, El Shah Roti Lotzi and Makal Shemisa, you want to put him down to the lowest of the death. Then it should be Bechenek in strangulation. In other words, you want to say that, we know it gets strangulation. You want to say that that's the lowest of the deaths? That doesn't make sense, because why should we allow it to bottom out? Yes, granted, we diminish his responsibility. We downgrade him, but downgrade him all the way? No! that, so from this Rabbi Shimon learned, by virtue of fact that he knows that a Navi Sheker who tries to missionize only gets Chenek, he must be, for this he thrives, that Chenek is the immediate next potential punishment after Skila, after Sreifan Skila. Again, because he wouldn't want to bow the mountain. Now, the truth is, this doesn't stem with the previous Gemara, because the previous Gemara, Rabbana learned from the fact that a Nara Mura, that a Bas Yisroel goes from Skila to Chenek, she goes from being stoned to being suffocated, strangled, that the logic is, once we go down, we do bottom out. In other words, we don't just go down to the next possible step, we go to the rock bottom. Which, and here Rabbanan don't say, because by any dachas, I prove from any dachas that sword is not, is more severe than strangulation, because I put them down to the level of sword and not, don't let them bottom out the strangulation. But Rabbi Shimon Shmuel Bar Suskitoy says Shem Ravo Nerevo the opposite. He uses the bottom out for it, like we did before. And it's the Machlib, he says the exact opposite. Rabbanan Dashin Novi Sheker. The rabbis Dashin Novi Sheker, the exact opposite. They learn from Novi Sheker, right? Novi Sheker Bechav, the Kochav, Akum Hava. He was an idolater, Beskila, he should get stoned. You ought to lead down the Kal Shemisos. But he gets, for some reason, again, we don't know exactly why, he gets grace, and he goes down, right? Besreifa, so, okay, so he should go down one, Besreifa, right? Lodach Shematsu, Besreifa, no, but he doesn't, it's not enough that you let him go with burning. El Shemotsio, lead down Shemakal Shemisos. Rather, you drop him down. Oh, once you're dropping it, you didn't drop to the next level, it must be you drop all the way. And if he gets strangulation, it must be that strangulation is the lightest of the deaths. And this is what the way we learned before. Just like we said, by Nara Morosa, by a Jewish girl, regular Jewish girl, who's betrothed, that she goes down from that level of Skila when she's fully married to the level of Chenek, because once she drops all the way. Now Rabbanan are consistent, because they're learning Novi Sheker, which is the same case, where once he drops all the way from stoning to Chenek. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says no. And Rabbi Shimon now is also consistent with what Bifer said before. Says you always drop down the minimum, right? And if you drop down only one, you drop down only one. And that's how he learns by Abbas Yisrael that she drops down one. Because he learns that it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Herek. So Abbas Yisrael goes one from number two to number three, from stoning to strangulation, right? Number two, number three, according to him. So he learns like Anche and Yedachas here as well. Rabbi Shimon Dar Shachin Yedachas Bichal of the Avos Kavim Oyu. They were in idolaters. Bisraven and Shukura burnt. Yotzi don't you Bichal of Shemisos. So they should go down to the next level, Biskiwa. But Yachasha Motzian Lidon Bichal of Shemisos. It's not sufficient that you want to put them down by to the lowest of the death. Bariga. That you're going to put them down. You're going to put them down. Oh, no. Rabbi Shimon is inconsistent. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon is inconsistent with his previous bar. Because here Rabbi Shimon is learning from Yoni Dachos that Hariga is the lowest. He's also following the spar of dropping down all the way here. Because he's learning Yoni Dachos that Hariga is the lowest form of punishment. He's saying that we do drop down all the way. He's saying we drop down, once we drop out of Skila, right? It was Sreifa, sorry, because he owed the regular of Erevazor gets Sreifa. We drop down all the way. What are we going to drop? So whatever we find the Anshin Nidachas get, that's obviously going to be the lowest of the penalties. What do we find the Anshin Nidachas get? It's Hariga. So from this he deduces that's the lowest of all the penalties. Okay, so it's not consistent with what you said before,
that by Bas Yisroel, we only go down one. We go down from Skilo to Chenek.
Anyway, the strange thing about this Gemara, of course, is that this classic Yerushalmi, though, is that we don't try and play each case off the other guy. Because the question is, what's each person going to do with the case presented by the other person, right? This guy is there, because what are you going to do with the Eidachas? What are you going to do with Navi Sheker?
But we don't bother for
a
question.
Probably has a discussion. Shouldn't bring on his case, because he's dealing with the Yachin,
Okay, but do they have the same cases in Balfe? I didn't look it up.
They have the same cases in discussing?
They make the same
drushes. Same drushes. Okay.
Versus
okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, so there they do a class.
Why is it they do?
Why is it? Yeah. Which one? Which you would expect from Balfe? Okay. Mitzvah Sani Swafi. Mitzvah. How do you burn people? Okay, put him into fertilizer. I don't know why Zevo specifically. I don't know, use cement. Arak goes up to his knees, so he doesn't move. Those are the time you put...
Maybe acidic content.
What?
Acidic.
For what purpose?
Straight.
What? No, no, that's not how we burn him, though. That's not the burning.
That's not how you burn him.
Yeah, I don't know if that's who you think it is. I don't know. Maybe. But those are the dorm, and they put kerchiefs, like ropes. Kasha Soharaki put a strong rope into a soft rope. The Kohen Gadol, and you wrap them around his neck. Zemoshechetzel. Each one of the executioners, the two executioner helpers, actually pulls to his direction. Obviously, the peep till he's forced to open his mouth. Malikas Apsila, and you ignite a wick, the Zorotokpin, and throw it into his mouth, and it goes down into his stomach, into his intestines, Chomes Meirav, and burns his insides. They say, what about if he dies by strangulation? Because they're strangling him to get his mouth open. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of burning. Right? It's Rabbi Yehuda's beer, Chomets, his Davka, Besreifa, right?
So you have to do it to the Rishayim, right? A place even spots, you open his mouth with the pliers. Shlomo Tavos against his will. Malik is upsealing, you ignite the wick, Vasarko, the Tokpivi, and toss into his mouth. Firas Tokmeva goes down into his intestines, Chomes, Bnei Meov, and burns out, burn them out. Amrei lozet tzokhi lozet es maisel bas koin shizinsa es maisel the daughter of a koin who was mizana v'kifu chavayos was surrounded her with bundles of twigs v'sarfu and they burnt her at the stake. Amrei said initially a basin shabos shav baki. The basin at that time was not conversant with the halacha. They were ignorant. Okay. The question they asked was, well, why don't you just put the hard string and twist around the neck in order to get him to open his mouth. So the Mishnah Tisol puts in here, Amin Shelo Yeh Menavlu. He says, in order not to leave burn marks, in order not to make him look degraded, because his neck will look like he was suffocating in that case. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I should say, actually, Vite Rach Bifne Atzma. I should say, Vite Rach Bifne Atzma. Okay. Right over here. So then you should put just soft, right? So it says, Marshallah, Musmiyat. It doesn't say miyadi, but it should say miyad. And Shartaris Yisrael says, interestingly, he says, soft string, the soft, pliable string kills quicker than the hard string. I don't know exactly why, but I guess, you know, it twists quicker.
Forms closer,
right. So he says, so they could have just used soft one. So the question, of course, then, Shartir Yisrael says, so why talk by death by strangulation? Do they also use soft string covering hard string. Just use soft string if it's more effective. So he says it brings down for some achronim as such a svara that in order not to be mechalik between the death penalties, since in both cases the strangulation part in the death penalty by fire and strangulation in the strangulation death are done in a similar fashion, so we want to do both the same way, even though theoretically you could just use soft string. Okay, so here also you could. So the reason why we use the hard string is in order they shouldn't die from the strangulation, to leave them alive longer, or they should die by the fire. Over there, we do want them to die by strangulation, so we just use soft string, but we don't in order to not distinguish between the two types of death. Okay? How we know that soft conforms more to the contours and kills quicker? When Chizkio stopped up the upper Gichon pool, he did it with soft strands, but he plugged it. With, like we had this morning in Gittin, right? When Benoyo plugged up the whole of the well with soft strands of wool and soft strands of cotton. Right? Christopher Sherry Yechon says, Bipsilo Shabbat, he must be so. Our Mishnah is a hot, molten metal wick. Mao Bipsilo Shabbat, what is that? Rabbanan Gisarmin Avar, it's leather, lead. The Kaz Tritin Muravin, that's mixed in some other kind of metal. Deal. I'm not ever sure what big deal is. Bronze or something like that. Some other kind of metal. Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Rebbe said, "Asikam under our Maligas Abpsila Vizarka Tachpid." He actually went to Machlokas in our Mishnah. He says that only works out according to the opinion that, and we don't. There's no such opinion brought in the Bible as far as I recall. That you light this wick of molten lead and he toss it to his mouth. But according to the opinion which holds the rest of Soch Meyav, it goes into his intestines, Chomeres Bnei Meyav, and ignites his intestines, burns the intestines. But Psilo Shel Nefti Masnisa, it's actually a kerosene wick, which I've never seen in the Bazi. Bavli has just one opinion, just lead, right? Okay? So it's an interesting opinion that it's hot oil. Okay? Tani, we learn. For the last 40 years before the basement was destroyed, Nigu the Apach Bisro, they did not judge capital crimes in Israel. Bimei Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, we have this early on Sanhedrin, Nigu the Imam Bisro, they no longer judge monetary cases. Hashem Yochai Bishim says, Bichach Mana blesses Hashem removed even monetary cases, Lena Chacham Medun, I'm not smart enough to pass. I'm Rabbi Elazar Tzadik. This is an expansion of our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik said, Tino Koisia was a young lad, but it was riding my father's shoulder. V'Raisi Bashkoin Shazina says, saw the daughter of a Kohen who had been licentious. She kipua, v'kipua, chavilas, most of the bundle of her tricks and stuff when they burnt him. Burnt her. Armelo, they said to him, no, Tino Koisia was a young, you were a young lad. Vain is a Tino Koisia, a young lad cannot testify. Then the Gemara just throws in like an aside. When he saw this, Loya Pogs Ben Esther Shoni was no less than 10 years old. But he still ain't Eidus Lukotten. He's still Cotton Cantus, even though he's 10 years old, right? Karayim Achim Rabo. Now, when he was walking with his Rebbe, this is just thrown in, it's nothing to do with our Gemara. But when Rebbe Lezer took us to walk with his Rebbe, Loya Pogs Ben Esther Shoni was no less than 30 years old. Urcha, the Gava Rabba, interesting statements, not in the Bavli. A great man was not Mahalik and Bar Nashbach because of Shneen. He doesn't want to walk with somebody less than 30 years old. Or it's his Shamish, his Heizbacher, the guy who accompanies him has got to be 30. It's not Derek Harris, it's the guy. Secretary of less than 30 years old. Interesting, right? The Taki and Lind Rabba, the Lind Bright Salam, Rabbi Rabbi, send Meister Chase, and Eva Blazer, it's not a. Rebbe Shirin. The mice with me and Rabbi Elazar took from Beishir, Bechal to any of our novi, he ate figs and grapes, Arroy Chutzesukah, extemporaneously outside the Sukkah. I don't know how we see even that Elazar took was 30 years old, but somehow they slipped from because we called him Rabbi, I don't know exactly why. Mrs. Nehrabi, how do we kill people who are liable to the sword? Well, I mean, this is Russian Messiah, they would whack off his head
with a sword. The Shema says it like the kings do. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nevel, who said this is repugnant. Elamaniel Sorshal Sonny put the head on a chopping block. The Kodesh of Kupitz, and you chop it off with a cleaver. That's like the guillotine, right? And they said, hey, Misa Menuvelos Mizu, no, there's more degrading death than that. It's better to chop it off at the next standing up, not to chop him off the chopping block. He says, you're right, this is taka disgusting. We can't kill the same way that the goyim kill. So we have to find new innovative ways. So it's interesting, because the goyim, I think, in the Middle Ages, if I remember the Three Musketeers correctly, they did kill by putting the head on a wooden block and chopping, right? But I guess at the time of the Gemara, it wasn't like that. So we said, instead of just going, having him stand up and going sideways, so we actually put down the head and you chop. Okay, because that's chukusem lo selechu, don't follow the goyim's ways. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tani came and like the Bryce as well, v'ratzach rotzeh, murder the murderer, v'mesher ratzach. With his tool you kill him. Yochanan, that meaning miragam b'saif, you kill him. If he killed with a sword, yagam b'saif, you kill him with a sword. Amakim, if he killed with a stick, yagam b'saif, kill him with a stick. No, Nemar Kanakimah, here it says revenge by the murder of a Nemar Ham, it says in Pasuk Elzanah, Evesachem Chetnekin Okemes, I'm going to bring against you a vengeful sword in the Kambris, revenging the covenant. Manakim Shneemar Lalon, just like over there, Becherev, it's talking about a sword, on the Kim Shneemar Khan, so to hear it's Bemisa Becherev, it's by sword. Yogli Yatsena Ben Argafayim, does it mean between the shoulder blades? Nemar Khan, no, it says here, Vyurato Mikrech, eradicate the Ephraim Mitzvah, Nemar Khan says, Leran Tatavar Damino Kim Mikirbecha, eradicate the clean blood from your midst. Which is talking about by an egla rufa, by that, calf whose neck you wring. Havara, we learn Zereshav Havara, and we also learn Zereshav of Arifa. In other words, from that we extrapolate also the neck. Ma Havar Shemaham Mula Orif, just like over there, it's from the back of the neck. I've got so to hear from Mular if it's from the back of the neck. Mari Vashem Al Tosrosh and vice versa. Just like over there. And also as well, just like over there, you take off the head. I've got a Tosrosh so to hear off with its head, the person's head. Okay? Should we stop here? Do one more Mishnah. Mitzvah Sanechlok. How do you suffocate people to death? All four deaths tonight, right? I'm Shagos Obizel Akrosov, so again, it can't have to do with the burning, because here you put this guy from Eliezer too, onto his knees. Notice this is the time you put the kerchiefs, kosher to Rako, so hard and soft, the Kerchot Savara, and you twist on his neck. Zemoshechetzov, each of the executioners pulls towards himself, Ashav Shiratzov, until he expires. Chenek Leis Mashkoch, Chenek, the suffocation is never explicit in the Torah. Amarta, that's how we know about it. Amarta is a misa batayla. This is a death, it says death many times in the Torah. The Chomichin of the Torah star, many times says death in the Torah. And Rashad Moshkoch Achmila, he can't give a more severe death. Elokila Div Rabbi Yeshua. You have to give the least severe death. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. He's obviously Rakabonim, the Chenik is the least severe death. Amrlo Rabbi Meriyada service said Lomination Kals not the least severe, not Leilas or Kabishimit. El Shnemar Stam, but says generically. V'chomis or Shnemar Stam, many times says generically, Yetzar Rashar Lachmila El Akela, you can't be lenient, you have to, it's strange, you have to be lenient. Not completely lenient, however, only lenient to the point of Chenek. Okay? The Pnei Moshe explains a bit more, but it's late, I'll dispense with any more explanation. They assume that this, the death penalty when not specified is strangulation. Amarta, he said, I have a crash that's totally out of left field. Amarta said, say the Chenekachu, it says over here, how do you strangle? Zemashchetzo, each guy pulls towards him. Kanabai kume Kul Kumar Ibit Rav, so Kahana asked in front of Rav, Taman Amar, in some obscure case, in Masechet Zvachim, it says, Zemoshech Helv, Zemoshech Helach. It says, this person pulls here, and this person pulls here. The Kod Mar here, it says, Zemoshech Hatzov, Zemoshech Hatzov. It says, each person pulls towards him. So why the difference in expression? So it says, normally it says, Tama Zemil Fun of Zemil Achor. Over there it's talking about when you have a Zov and a Tor, and one is pulling the other. So it's in succession. So each one, so therefore it's Zemoshech Helach, Zemoshech Helach. Each guy is pulling this different direction. But here, it's low is because Demi Sitra Demi, Demi Sitra Demi, each one is on the side. So it has to do with whether it's a longitudinal pulling or latitudinal pulling. Whether pulling like this, that's called Helach Helach, or like this, that's called Etzlo. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.